Ramesh, I understand that one of the areas that Fluidigm and its system, its technology, can really make an impact in agriculture and agribusiness, biotechnology in particular, is in the area of GMO detection. So let's focus on that for a moment, and maybe first of all, tell me a little bit about just what GMO detection is.
Let's go through some definitions of it. GMO mm-hmm. is actually very, very simple and straightforward. It means genetically modified organism. It used to be primarily associated with when you were looking at bacteria, for example. And back in the day, people thought you could use it for gene therapy. It's taken on a slightly different meaning right now because you can use the exact same approach for modifying higher organisms, plants, animals. So why would you want to do that? Again, think about the ag bio business, for example. There are a number of reasons why you'd probably want to improve or change some of the plants which you've got right now. And people have, again, this is not something new. People have been doing this for centuries, right? And they've been doing selective breeding, trying to figure out which plant gives you a better yield. So what that involves traditionally is you take plants, you cross them, you wait for their offspring, you select those, you cross them again. A very time-tested approach. The downside is, well, there are two downsides. One is that there are some features which you simply cannot introduce into by selective breeding. Let's say, for example, a potato has a certain quality and a tomato has another quality, and you want to meld the two together. You can't do that by selective breeding because that simply will not work. Number one. The second thing is, if you are doing that by traditional breeding, it takes years, bunches of years, hundreds of years, before you get the trait of your interest. And so people want to improve that. So a place where GMOs have been used quite successfully is in the, again, the ag bio industry. And part of the reason for that is because there is an increasing need for higher yields of crops because the amount of land which we have is finite. The amount of planting which we can do is finite, which means that the only way to improve the yield is by... increase the amount of food which we're getting is by improving the yield, number one. Then there are also other traits which people want to get. For example, they want to grow plants under adverse environmental conditions, which means that, for example, you want to get something which is drought resistant, mm-hmm. or at least able to withstand drought much better. You might want to have something, plants which are introduced in a country where there were a lot of herbicides introduced before that, which means that your new plants should be herbicide resistant. And so companies have been using this to modify plants for this particular approach.
Well, how does Fluidigm's technology play a role? Let's focus on GMO detection mm-hmm. right now for the mm-hmm. moment. How does your system and products play a role in this?
Okay. To answer that, I'll have to go into some aspects of the way typical GMO detection is done. So remember what I mentioned was that the net result of having a GMO, a genetically modified plant, is that you get a change in certain characteristics. So traditionally, the way people have done that is by, for example, let's say that we've introduced a gene which causes it to be resistant to a particular herbicide. Traditional methods have involved testing that plant against a herbicide, growing it, making sure that it dies or survives in that. That gives you a very clear picture of what that plant is capable of doing, but it takes time. It costs a lot, and you can only screen a certain number of plants. So while that is sort of the gold standard, it really can't be used for everything, in particular if you're looking at something which is not so easily quantifiable, better yield, for example. It's almost impossible to take that. One step below that is a technique called ELISAs, enzyme-linked immunoadsorbent assays. Essentially what they do is they look for the expression of certain proteins which are characteristic of this particular genetically modified organism. that's a really good approach. It is relatively fast. It is relatively inexpensive, but it is not quantitatable. In other words, you can say either the plant has this protein or it doesn't have it. It can't tell you how much of it it's making, number one. Two is that quite often people don't just like to test the food or the crops as it's taken off the vine or taken off the stock. They like to look at processed food, for example. They want to see, okay, my food has been processed, is it still safe? You can't use an ELISA for that because you're looking at protein. Protein is generally killed or denatured when it goes through the processing step. So what people now have switched over to doing is looking at the genes in a manner similar to genotyping, which we've been talking about, looking at specific genes, looking at the DNA, and making sure that the specific gene of interest is actually included. The advantage of this is that it is quantifiable. You know exactly how many copies of this gene is present. It is extremely accurate, and it's very, very precise. The downside, traditionally, is that this is a much... There are three major problems. One is that it typically takes about 2 to 3 days to get a result, which is much longer than the ELISAs, much less than if you were actually looking for the resistance in general. It's more expensive because you need large chunks of sample, and it's not particularly user-friendly. Now, what Fluidigm provides is a way by which you can overcome all three of those problems. Because of the reduction in volume which we bring to the table, the cost is actually reduced by a factor of 3 to 5-fold. It really depends on what kind of technique we're comparing things to. Reduction in volume also results in being able to do the same reaction much faster. So instead of 2 to 3 days, you can get a result in less than 12 hours, which is actually really good. Finally, again, because of the chips in the system which we sell, it makes it highly amenable to automation, which means that you don't need a highly skilled person. You can have somebody who is actually just capable of pushing buttons. Mm-hmm. also, I guess the last point I think which I should mention is that the analysis is also done automatically, which means that literally all that the person has to do is feed the sample in, press a button and wait for the result, which is output in a manner which is unambiguous. And so that's essentially what Fluidigm brings to the table. Speed, accuracy, and of course, reduction overall time.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Because when it comes to this area of GMO mm-hmm. detection, we know it's very important in today's international marketplace.
Sure.
Well, that is Ramesh, who's given us a great overview of some of the areas that Fluidigm technology has an application for agricultural biotech. And here at the Fluidigm headquarters, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.